will listen and contact your
less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Known for its normal, beautiful weather, parts of Hawaii are being lashed by Hurricane Lane. The Big Island already getting about 20 inches of it. Flooding and landslides are blocking roads. The governor of Hawaii says,
we are getting significant rains on Hawaii Island. Rain has started on Maui County and will sweep across the state. We have to look out for the flooding and rain damage.
Google says it's pulled dozens of YouTube channels linked to an Iranian influence operation. The tech giant saying 58 accounts on YouTube and other sites had ties to the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. Google says it also removed an additional 42 YouTube channels that had ties to Russia. PETA urging people not to eat crabs. They have a billboard near Baltimore saying, "I'm me, not meat," with a picture of a crustacean. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Lyft says it wants to help Americans vote this November, so the ride-hailing service is going to offer free and reduced fare rides to polling places on Election Day, giving out 50% off promotional codes through organizations that encourage people to vote. Lyft is linking up with Vote.org, Nonprofit Vote, Turbo Vote, and others to distribute the codes to anyone who needs them. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading back to North Korea for more talks on the denuclearization of the peninsula. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This will be Mr. Pompeo's fourth trip to Pyongyang, but it's doubtful the talks will directly include North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says there has been progress.
We have made significant movements over the past 6 months. In fact, we've had more conversations and consultations with the North Koreans in 6 months than we have in virtually the past 10 years.
Stephen Biegun, newly appointed special representative to North Korea, will accompany Mr. Pompeo on the trip. I'm John Clemens.
And the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, who wrote the famous opening riff in Sweet Home Alabama, has died. Ed King was 68. He played both electric and bass guitar for Skynyrd and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, his family announcing his death after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 8:06, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather.
Blowing right now.
It is 59 degrees, a little chilly, clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday, TGIF, August 24th, 2018. Sunny and a high of 83, winds light and variable. Clear sky tonight with a low of 57, winds light and variable. Might be able to keep the windows open. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 81, winds light and variable. So your trip around Main Street in Flemington should be just beautiful. On Sunday, the 26th, same thing, mostly sunny skies and a high of 86, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. So please frequent the craft show on Main Street. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 90, winds light and variable. Tuesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. Hot, high of 93, and on Wednesday, generally sunny, hot, 93 as well. Temperatures in our area. It's 60 in Raritan, 62 in Kingwood, 57 in Frenchtown, 62 in Pattonburg, 66 in the town of Clinton, 56 up in Tewksbury, and 63 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Known for its normal, beautiful weather, parts of Hawaii are being lashed by Hurricane Lane. The Big Island already getting about 20 inches of it. Flooding and landslides are blocking roads. The governor of Hawaii says,
we are getting significant rains on Hawaii Island. Rain has started on Maui County and will sweep across the state. We have to look out for the flooding and rain damage.
Google says it's pulled dozens of YouTube channels linked to an Iranian influence operation. The tech giant saying 58 accounts on YouTube and other sites had ties to the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. Google says it also removed an additional 42 YouTube channels that had ties to Russia. PETA urging people not to eat crabs. They have a billboard near Baltimore saying, I'm me, not meat, with a picture of a crustacean. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Lyft says it wants to help Americans vote this November, so the ride-hailing service is going to offer free and reduced fare rides to polling places on Election Day, giving out 50% off promotional codes through organizations that encourage people to vote. Lyft is linking up with Vote.org, Nonprofit Vote, Turbo Vote, and others to distribute the codes to anyone who needs them. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading back to North Korea for more talks on the denuclearization of the peninsula. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This will be Mr. Pompeo's fourth trip to Pyongyang, but it's doubtful the talks will directly include North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says there has been progress.
We have made significant movements over the past 6 months. In fact, we've had more conversations and consultations with the North Koreans in 6 months than we have in virtually the past 10 years.
Stephen Biegun, newly appointed special representative to North Korea, will accompany Mr. Pompeo on the trip. I'm John Clemens.
And the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, who wrote the famous opening riff in Sweet Home Alabama, has died. Ed King was 68. He played both electric and bass guitar for Skynyrd and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, his family announcing his death after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 8:06, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. It is 59 degrees, a little chilly, clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday, TGIF, August 24th, 2018. Sunny and a high of 83. Winds light and variable. Clear sky tonight with a low of 57. Winds light and variable. Might be able to keep the windows open. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 81. Winds light and variable. So your trip around Main Street in Flemington should be just beautiful. On Sunday, the 26th, same thing. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 86. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. So please frequent the craft show on Main Street. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 90, winds light and variable. Tuesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. Hot, high of 93. And on Wednesday, generally sunny, hot, 93 as well. Temperatures in our area. It's 60 in Raritan, 62 in Kingwood, 57 in Frenchtown, 62 in Pattonburg, 66 in the town of Clinton, 56 up in Tewksbury, and 63 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. All right, welcome back. Good to be with you. It's Friday, TGIF. And again, I want to remind you about the craft show that will be going on Main Street with beautiful weather. So go down, check out all the vendors. And in the afternoon, check out the concert that will be delivered by the Hunterdon Harmonizers. All happening this weekend, just Saturday and Sunday. Go and grab a bite to eat and all the like. Folks, it's time to get you traffic. It's the first opportunity to do that. And you know where I get my traffic from? Well, I get it from Hart. And if you do that too, you register with them, you'll get the alerts that I get via email. You pick the roads you want, local, county, state, and interstate roads, and you pick the ones that only pertain to you and your commute. And that will help you avoid the local snafus that are going on. One of them came out 7 o'clock this morning. Road closed. Croton Road in Franklin Township will be closed for an extended period of time with a pole and wires down. Pittstown Road is your best alternative, and that's in Franklin Township. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Register with Hart. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntonChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. She'll talk to me about the markets. We'll find out what's going on with the fourth week of August out of the way. We still got a full week of August going. So we'll talk to her about what's going to happen. And then we're back into September, and we start pretty much one last month of the third quarter. But it's the sell in May, go away, and then really that says you should be coming back sometime around September. So it'll be interesting to see how we're doing. After that, it's Mike at the Movies. My good friend Mike comes on and gives us three movies. One that's in the theater, one that he's streaming, and one that's his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one. Sometimes you get three. Sometimes Mike tells you to stay away so you don't waste your money, or go and see something alternatively. So we'll talk to Mike from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of my show, an eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, and the like. After me, it's Hands Across Hunter, and that's Susan Lax. Susan comes on and talks all about the amazing nonprofits that are in the area and how they all contribute and collaborate to help you overcome any challenges that you might be facing. Hunter and Helpline, of which Susan Lax is the executive director, is and wants to be the first stop and the only stop and the hub of all the nonprofits in Hunter County. So if you call them, you got one number, they will get you to the right people. So listen to Susan Lax and learn all about the tremendous volunteers and all the amazing nonprofits that are around to help you with any challenge you might be facing. Home Sweet Home with Patrick and Steve is on from 11 to 12. From the basement to the attic and everywhere in between, they want to make sure that you are taking care of your home and making sure that your home is being well maintained and maintains its value. So listen to the tips, tricks, and advice, and make sure you even know how to pick the right guy or gal to do the work for you, if that's what you're looking for. So do yourselfers or hiring contractors, Steve and Patrick, give you all that. Fat Guys at the Movies, Kevin Carr is on from noon to 1, talking about movies past, present, and future, giving you some updates on the news in Hollywood. From 1 to 3, it's Bob Burns. He is Awakened to Your Purpose. Bob comes on and wants to make sure you understand what your purpose in life is and make sure that you found it, and if you haven't, how you find it. And while you're on that trip, he wants to make sure that you're appreciating everything that you're visiting and seeing on your way, and that's living consciously, giving you some ideas as to all the neat things that are going on in your life that you take for granted. Now It's the News is on from 3 to 4. That's where we talk about and learn about the tongue-in-cheek of the current events going on in our world. It's the Law with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5. Pat brings you legal issues and cases that have been decided in New Jersey that apply to you personally and professionally. And then the sports guys, they throw down. Three attorneys talk all about national sports, including football, and they're starting to get gregarious now. They're all excited with the preseason game 3 on tonight. They want to make sure that they get their last jabs in as they start to profess who will make it to the Super Bowl. Of course, they talk about Major League Baseball, hockey, and national basketball, but football is on their mind. That's the entire Hunter-Shimmer.com lineup. It's all there on the Hunter-Shimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be back in just a moment on WHCRDD, HunterChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
That's Brian Adams helping me with BrandyLocks.com celebration endurances for the month, week, and day for August 24th, 2018. Let's find out what we got on the list. National Breastfeeding Month, National Catfish Month, National Crayon Collection Month, National Goat Cheese Month, National Immunization Awareness Month. Please, guys, that report was debunked, and it has caused a lot of pain and suffering and put in kids at a lot of danger. So go and get your child immunized before they go to school. National Panini Month, National Minority Donor Awareness Month, National Read a Romance Novel Month, National Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month, National Traffic Awareness Month. We do that every day here on HuntingChamber.com. National Truancy Prevention Month, National Water Quality Month, National Wellness Month, National Win with Civility Month. And for the week, we are in North American Oregon Organic Brewers Week. That sounds like something good to participate in. National Safe at Home Week finishes up today. National Chefs Appreciation Week. Chef Bill is on Mondays. Minority Enterprise Development Week is on. And tomorrow we start Be Kind to Humankind Week. For the week, for the day, it is Pluto is Demoted Day. It's Vesuvius Day. Ways to Goose Day. William Wilberforce Day. National Waffle Iron Day, and Knife Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something and get involved.
Make the world a better place. Smile.
So we already told you about the craft fair that's taking place tomorrow and Sunday. But one thing that might be really cool to do, in addition to seeing all the vendors, is seeing this new project that the Flemington Community Partnership put together. It's called Flemington Installs Community Art Chairs Throughout the Borough. This community bulletin on the Hunter County Democrat was posted on the 23rd. And it says that Starry Night, Happy Hippie, Truth, and Hands of Clay are the titles of some of the most colorful new chairs in the community art and creative place-making project involving 40 Adirondack chairs built by Hunterdon County Polytech students and painted by local artists. The chairs are located at 17 sites in Flemington's historic borough, including the County Courthouse, the Post Office, Flemington Free Public Library, the Stangle Factory, Lone Eagle Brewing, and several restaurants, stores, and galleries. Begun in April with approximately 1,640 pieces of pressure-treated southern yellow pine, the finished chairs and part of the Let's Sit Together Flemington program by Flemington Community Partnership to build community spirit and enhance visitor enjoyment of the area. In addition to providing a pop of color around town, the chairs also offer messages ranging from inspirational to whimsical, such as, make someone smile today, be happy, choose kindness, namaste, and along culinary lines, mint julep, taters, grits, and gravy. And for something a little different, there's a chair designed for husbands to take a break while on a shopping trip with a spouse called the Unhappy Husband Chair. Quote, we want people to relax and enjoy these imaginative chairs while also experiencing the charm of our historic town, said Ann Meredith, who is the executive director of Flemington Community Partnership. This project was an exciting collaboration among students, artists, volunteers, and businesses and nonprofit sponsors. We thank everyone involved in making these chairs such a wonderful addition to our town. Added the Flemington Community Partnership board member Tim Bibout, owner of Main Street Manor B&B and volunteer leader of the project, our chairs provide places where people can converse with special friends, rest in quiet contemplation, or just take in the sights and sounds of Flemington. The chairs are designed to be permanently additions, although only to be taken inside during major weather conditions. Board member Nicole Menez, owner of Jersey Community and Acupuncture, is also an artist and worked throughout the project with the following artists: Samantha Matthews, Jessica Wallace, Kevin Von Holterman, James Calloway, John Fullwood, Jorge A. Sanchez, Billy Herzer, Stephanie Klaus, Catherine Lint, Safe Harbor Volunteers, Rita Koch, Christopher Muller, Val Savilli, Hunterdon Development Center Residential Artists, Emma Zanzibokova, Ava List, Sammy Resma, Rose Taylor, Ali Sorge, Barbara Claren, Regina Mushrock, Wendy Richardson, Ken Stryker, Susan A. Lang, Lauren Karpinski, Eileen Rafferty, Corey Lyons, Jasper Steve, Julianne Oberman, Tony Anderson, Maddie Riley, and Grace Meredith. Flemington Community Partnership is a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a thriving business community for all to enjoy. For more information, visit exploreflemington.com. We highlighted this a little while ago, but I wanted to highlight it again because I think it really gives some insight into how some people are all trying to work together to make Flemington a destination once again. And having these chairs, and I did refer to this the last time, that I have frequented a planned urban development in South Carolina called the Market Common, where benches are from all over the place. It's a place where people sit down, slow down. And if you take the mantra of what goes on in a business, the more you can keep somebody in a business, for every minute you keep a person in a business, it raises the likelihood of them buying or buying more. If you want to extrapolate that to a community, the more you keep people in the community, the chances of them staying longer, spending more dollars, and having a better time are greater. So why wouldn't you make it relaxing and inviting? And that's what these chairs do. Fantastic project. Nice expressionism. A little artsy and whimsical, as they said. So on your trip on the Saturday and Friday, Sunday, to the vendor craft fair, go and check out those 40 chairs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, that's vitamin C for today. Our celebrity birthdays from born-today.com for August 24th, 2018. French composer Jean-Michel Jarre, born 1948. U.S. actor Steve Guttenberg, producer and director, also actor. 1958, he was born. English politician William Wilberforce, born in 1759. U.S. actor Marley Matlin was born in 1965. Literature and fiction, short stories, poetry, Jorge Luis Borges, born in 1899. U.S. photographer Barrett Oliver was born in 1973. Carl Palladino, U.S. politician, was born in 1946. English actor Christopher Parker was born in 1983. U.S. athlete Duke Kahamahoka was born in 1890. English actor James Darcy was born in 1975. British actor Kenny Baker was born in 1934. U.S. businessman Mel Karmazin was born in 1943. Born in 1969, Pierre Francesco Favino was born in 1969. Robert G. Allen, U.S. politician, was born in 1902. A New Zealander and an author, Ruth Park, was born in 1923. In 1925, Shirley Hufstetler, U.S. public servant, was born. Theologian Theodore Parker was born in 1810. Politician Todd Young was born in 1972. Poetry and nonfiction, science fiction and fantasy, Orson Scott Card was born in 1951. Stephen Fry, biographies and memoirs, travel, born in 1957. English writer and artist Sir Max Beerbohm was born in 1872. 1894, Gene Rice, born in 1894, Welsh Dominican writer. English writer and actor Stephen Fry, born in 1957. I thought we saw him already. Dave Chappelle, comic, born in 1973. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunchymaria.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to get Michelle Heide on the line to find out what's going on with the markets. You listen to WHCR-DB, Good Morning Hunterdon, on hunchymaria.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says Paul Manafort is not really a criminal. However, Giuliani is urging President Trump to wait until the Russia investigation is over before considering a pardon for Manafort. Giuliani telling the New York Daily News, Manafort is hardly a menace to society. The president's former campaign chairman was found guilty this week of 8 felony counts of tax and bank fraud. Hurricane Lane is whipping the coast of Hawaii. It now may miss the Big Island, but the other islands could be getting the worst of it.
Hurricane Lane is still a dangerous and powerful storm, and so we are asking all of our residents statewide to pay attention, listen to the updates and the forecast.
That's Hawaii's governor, and this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide and Associates. She's on the phone with me. And Michelle, I'm going to start off with a little prompt to you. And I receive newsletters from you pretty periodically, and I thought maybe you'd like to just share quickly why you do that and what's contained in those newsletters.
So... starting off with what's contained in those newsletters, I like to send out information that's, relevant to what's either happening in the markets or what might be happening relative to, a particular topic, whether it's healthcare, Medicare, investments, the Fed, different points of interest. And then the reason I do it is, there's just so much information out there. That one can get overwhelmed. I've just found myself, checking out different websites and time goes by very quickly. And then sometimes you're like, what did I just learn? Did I learn anything? So yep. I think it, helps kind of siphon down a lot of the information that's out there and make it a little bit more relevant, to folks. So, and I have gotten feedback from clients and other folks that I send the information out to that, A, they do read it, which is always good because you never know with e-newsletters. And B, they feel that the information is informative and it's not, loads and loads of information where you just get overwhelmed. So
So you're not expecting anybody to make any decisions on this stuff, right? You're just,
right.
You're just making people informed so that when and if they come to the office or have a call with you, they've been kind of apprised of some of the things that are going on out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a huge, huge fan of education. And, because I've found that the more educated we all feel, the more confident we feel in making good decisions.
Super. So. All right. Well, thank you very much. I read them all the time. And I saw the last one was on tech. So I'm like, you really piqued my curiosity on the last one.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what we try to do.
So you sent that specifically to me, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how are the markets doing?
All right. Well, let's see. It's funny. The news today, there's not a ton of news driving the markets today. I mean, there's tons of news out there. But the most relevant information this morning – which pretty much wrapped up yesterday, was that the U.S.-China talks pretty much ended without any type of a deal. Not that people were expecting some, new deal to come off the table. Things pretty much ended without any new deal.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece of the headlines are that the Jackson Hole meeting is still going on, and, we're expecting some comments from the Fed Reserve Chair in terms of his vision of the future of monetary policy,
right.
Trying to gain a little bit more insight. I know that the last time the notes were released from the Fed meeting, people were reading into it that, well, maybe they are a little bit of concerned about how some of the trade and tariff things that have been going on will, ultimately affect the economy, and perhaps they'll take that into consideration when they're looking at their trajectory for interest rate hikes moving forward. So those are two big things that are driving the kind of the underlying economy. And then we did have some earnings coming out, several on the retail side, and stores like Gap and Ross, you know, came in, you know, above on earnings, also coming above on revenue. But when you took a look at the comparable same-store sales or guidance moving forward, things were a little bit weak. You know, so those two companies in particular are under a little bit of pressure this morning. Foot Locker also came in above, also beat on the revenue side. So folks are still out there buying their sneakers and athletic equipment and things. We did also hear that Sears is closing 46 more stores. You know, so I'm sure we'll continue to hear more and more stores closing, not just with Sears, but perhaps in other areas as well. I know that L Brands, which is the parent company of stores like Limited, Victoria's Secret, a couple of others, it sounds like, you know, I guess the teen girl into the 20s population was starting, you know, doing a lot of shopping at that store called Pink. Of course, my son's always like, you know, girls walk around with these shirts that say Pink on them, but they're, you know, a blue shirt or a green shirt. He's like, God, it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I guess it looks like L Brands' stock was under pressure yesterday when they came out with earnings because they're starting to run into, you know, it's not as popular as it used to be type of thing with some of their stores. If we switch gears to the technology side of things, we had Intuit coming out with their earnings. They came in 9 cents above. They also beat revenue. They also announced a $2 billion stock buyback program and increased their dividend by 21%. So technology in general continues to do well. And then the big tech release, you may have already talked about this, is that the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 went on sale this morning. So for all those Samsung junkies that are out there, you know, we tend, as I don't know if you and I have talked about it, but, you know, I own the iPhone. My husband loves his Samsung. But whatever works based upon, you know, the features and things that you use. For me, it's an iPhone only because it's easier to communicate with my kids because what they're using are also the iPhones type of thing. So far this morning, as far as the markets are concerned, we do have futures here in the U.S. A little bit higher. We had the Dow futures up about 60, S&P up 5, NASDAQ up 19. European markets were trading a little bit higher. And in overnight trading, we had the Asia-Pacific region closing mixed, again, mostly because of the U.S.-China talks ending without, you know, ending without anything actually being accomplished. So that's all we have for this Friday morning.
Okay. Super duper.
All right.
So you got the weekend coming up. You're going to the agriculture fair over in...
Exactly, yes.
And are you also aware of the craft fair on Main Street?
What was that?
The craft fair on Main Street this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So busy weekend, but it does look like at least the weather is going to cooperate, so that'll
be
great.
Awesome.
It'll be nice walking around the fair, checking out all the animals and exhibits, and all by myself while my kids, you know, run off with their friends and do all the rides and all that other stuff. We've reached those ages where they don't want to walk around the fair with mom anymore. They just, Mom, give us money.
That's right.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, as always, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunter Chamber of Commerce and Hunter Chamber Radio. Michelle helps us with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter, every morning at 8:30. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com, the voice of business, in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
one of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
All right, it's time for Mike at the Movies. My good friend Mike is on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today? There we go. Are you there, Mike? Hang on a minute, ma'am. We got a little glitch going on here. So anyway, we talk with you every week about movies. So what did you go and see out in the theaters this week?
Mission Impossible, rated PG-13. Macquarie, it stars Tom Cruise.
Henry Cavill, Rebecca Ferguson, and others. Mm-hmm. All right, we are 20-plus years into the Mission Impossible franchise, and she has no signs of slowing down.
Wow.
In this installment, we have the IMF team, and we have some of our regulars, if you like. Simon Pegg is here, Ving Rhames is here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some plutonium devices, and the baddies have them, and they're very portable. And the IMF team has made a mistake, and now they're under scrutiny, and they've got to get these devices back from these very bad people. Okay. So, yeah, it works. It works. The franchise shows no signs of slowing.
No.
And I do not know if there'll be another with this, with the main cast, another film. Judging from the box office, it's a distinct possibility. What do we got here? We got a basic plot outline. We have a solid cast, and we got lots of set pieces. We got the best bathroom fight scenes since True Lies. We got motorcycle chases and car chases, and we got helicopters and stuff that explodes, and it's all good popcorn movie fun. So you can definitely check this one out. It's in the theaters now. You will not be disappointed. It delivers on what you would expect. So,
has it really been 20 years already? That's amazing.
Over 20, yeah.
With Tom Cruise?
That's correct, yeah.
Damn, that's amazing. Okay. I mean, I know it's lasted longer than I could possibly expect.
I believe the original Mission Impossible, the Brian De Palma film, was 96.
Wow. That's amazing. All right. Well, good for them. They found the formula, and we're still buying. So
we are indeed. This one will not disappoint. So
okay. Well, that's good. That's pretty rare, right? For I don't know. You can't even call this a sequel anymore, can you?
No, it's a series. It's a it's a series. It's a dynasty. It's a series, and it's gone through. You know, what makes it successful in terms of, you know, aside from the, you know, we have the quote regulars over the last few years, aside mm-hmm. from Tom Cruise has obviously been in the lead since it began.
Right.
And it's a testament to his appeal as a leading man, which really, you know, is undiminished in this sort of flick, which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
To be a leading man for the number of years he's been a leading man is rare.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's been a leading man for since the 80s. He's had quite a career.
Yep. Very cool. All right. So, and when you said you don't think it'll be with this cast, are we assuming?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm saying that I would imagine that if they're going to do another one, and I haven't read anything about that,
mm-hmm.
that they, of course, would keep Tom Cruise and Simon Pegg and perhaps Ving Rhames. One, you know, I think that's part of the strength of the franchise, if you like, is that, you know, we see the same characters.
Right.
Rebecca Ferguson is coming back in this one. She was in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that builds, you know, a connection, if you like, with the audience, that sort of thing. So
nice.
I would think, you know, perhaps they would be coming back, but that I don't know.
Cool. Very neat. All right, so Mission Impossible Fallout is out in the theaters, and it's a go. All right, so what's the stream DVD this week?
Landline. This is from 2017. It's rated R. It's directed by Gillian Robespierre. It stars Jenny Slate, Edie Falco, Abby Quinn, and John Turturro. And this is a story of a family. We have a young the daughter who's just going to be going to college. She's a senior in high school. We have her older sister who's engaged, and we have the parents played by Edie Falco and John Turturro.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls begin to think their father is having an affair, and so they try to find that out. And along the way, the older sister who's engaged in living with her fiancé is having difficulty with fidelity in her own right. And there we have the crux of the plot here. What we have here is a comedy that deals with some rather serious concerns and serious issues, but it does so with a very deft and light touch in that it doesn't stint on the characters here and what they are going through, but it does so with a great deal of humor. Mm-hmm. This is familiar territory, but this is familiar territory that is well handled.
Mm-hmm.
Well handled by everybody here, including the director and writer and the cast, particularly Abby Quinn as the teenage girl who has, who's trying and finding her way in the world, etc.
Mm-hmm.
This one is well done. It's funny, and you certainly will care about what happens to these people, and it certainly does ring true. Many of the situations they find themselves in, but really first and foremost is the comedy, and it as I said, it manages that.